Sky Color by Peter H. Reynolds. Read by me, Ed Sweeney. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Marisol was an artist. She loved to draw and paint, and she even had her very own art gallery. Not all her art hung in a gallery. Much of it she shared with the world. She painted posters to share ideas she believed in. At school, Marisol was famous for her creative clothes, her box of art supplies, and her belief that everybody was an artist. Yes, Marisol was an artist, through and through. So, when her teacher told the class they were going to paint a mural for the library, Marisol couldn't wait to begin. The classroom buzzed with the sound of brainstorming. The students talked and sketched. Together they made a great big drawing. Then they marched to the library. "I'll paint a fish. I'll paint one too. I'll paint the ocean," Marisol shouted. "I'll paint the sky." Marisol rummaged through the box of paint, but could not find any blue. "How am I going to make the sky without blue paint?" The bell rang, and it was time to put their brushes down for the day. As she climbed aboard the bus, Marisol kept wondering. All the way home, she stared out the window. The sun lowered closer to the horizon. Later, at home, Marisol watched day turn into night. That night, Marisol settled into a deep dream. She drifted through the sky, swirling with colors. The colors mixed, making too many to count. In the morning, Marisol stood, waiting for the bus in the rain. The sky was not blue, she smiled. At school, Marisol raced to the library. She grabbed a dish and began adding colors. This one, that one. She swirled the brush to make an altogether new color. Marisol then began painting on the wall. A boy asked, "What color is that?" "That," Marisol said, "that is sky color." The end.